Good morning to everybody. I'm going to talk about the social justice issues of Jamkid and the 40 years of experience that Jamkid has gone through. So the vision of Jamkid is basically that people are all made in the image of God. People are endowed with talents and abilities and have the potential for personal growth and development. And we are called to facilitate and empower them so that their health can be improved in a holistic and integrated way, available to all with equity and justice. Our mission is really that health is a universal human right, and eliminating injustices which deny all people access to this right underlies the very essence of our work and our approach. Using the combined talents and energy of our staff and the families we work with, we strive to develop communities through a grassroots movement. By mobilizing and building the capacity of communities, all can achieve access to health care and freedom from poverty, hunger, and violence. These are my parents, Drs. Mabel and Raj Arole, and actually in 1967 or 69, they were here in Denver doing some work in TB. And the Denver Post wrote an article about them, and wrote, the title was Indian Missionaries Go to India to Unite India. So Denver is apparently very important at this point. So the Jamkid model is based on the principles of equity, integration, and empowerment. We have a very comprehensive approach. It's community-based, especially aiming and emphasizing empowerment. Much of what happened at Amaata was based on the Jamkid model, and health and development go hand in hand. We are more interested in having a value-based approach and not a technical approach to health. It's not about having a project or a program, but the process of bringing about empowerment, equity, and integration. And so since this lasted for 40 years without much input from either my parents or myself, it is being shown as a sustainable model. So social change was brought through many different things, but basically through community organizations, and especially using village health workers or community health volunteers, women's clubs and self-groups, health groups, and farmers' clubs. So there are three areas that I'm going to talk about where social justice has been practiced in Jamkid. The first is looking at caste discrimination. The second is looking at social stigma. And the third is gender discrimination. So if any of you have been to India or know much about the caste system, it's a very rigid system that has lingered in India for thousands of years. And in spite of the fact that India is a democracy, and the Constitution says it's a secular state, caste system is very prominent, particularly in rural areas. And there is still a practice of untouchability, which occurred initially when my parents were there, where people were socially restricted if they were from lower castes. They were separated from eating with other people. They were denied basic amenities. And people lived according to castes in the villages, where the low castes were totally kept away, 1 mile away from the rest of this village. And marriages were only within caste groups. But now in the places that we work in, we have been able to deal with this caste issue. So untouchability is abolished. Lower caste people have access to all amenities. They're mixed settlements. Lower caste people live within the village, and intercaste marriages are possible. Now, this shows you one of the villages, which is really a very interesting village. In 1971, as you see on this side, this shows you that this is a map of that village. And the inside part shows that these people who were in the village were the richer people and the high caste people. And the low caste people were living outside this whole area. They were all kept in a settlement outside the main fort area of that village. But through the work of the farmers' groups and spending time with people, really making them understand how caste is a very important part in preventing health, because it's the low caste who are not, who have no access to good health care, that are most denied of health. So it's very important to get rid of the of this social injustice of caste barriers. So what the farmers group did was to get all the people who were in the low caste to come back into the village. And then now what has happened is over the last 40 years, when that Goregaon village had only high caste leaders, within 10 years, a low caste leader was chosen and continued to be the leader of that village for more than 20 years. So the farmers group was really active in this, and the farmers groups really have been the main people. These are a group of mixed caste groups of men who are organized, and they function in various areas. To get them together, they first had games that they played, like cricket and volleyball, and things that would unite people, sing songs together with local harmoniums and things like that. And their function was really to get rid of the social evils of caste system, alcoholism, and gender discrimination. They worked in health fields by working on family planning, dealing with improving the child nutrition, in protecting environment and improving water and management and environment. And they also worked with the women to improve the whole situation. But particularly in the village of Goregaon, they were very responsible for changing the whole caste structure. The second thing that shows a change in social justice is those diseases which are centered around ostracizing diseases like TB, leprosy, and HIV, AIDS. Initially, for all these diseases, particularly earlier when there was only TB and leprosy and HIV came later, initially there were a lot of misconceptions, stigma, fear about the disease. There was social deprivation and marginalization of patients. These TB and leprosy patients were often living outside the village. They ended up begging, and the patients had a low self-esteem and low self-confidence. Because there was so much fear of leprosy initially, there were a lot of patients with deformities. But after spending time with these leprosy patients who were deformed, going out to their areas where they were begging, where they were kicked out onto the fields instead of living in the villages, our mobile health team and the doctors spend time with them, touching them, holding them, taking care of their bandages, showing that they wouldn't get leprosy from any point. In fact, my father, when he was in Carville, Louisiana, was one of the people who was injected with the leprosy bacilli, just to prove how hard it is to get leprosy. Until today, he still has no signs of leprosy. So the thing is that patients, when we give them a sense of community and family and enable them to get back into the society, then that's another point that we get rid of a social injustice, that social stigma that social stigma brings. And another way that people are really affected is if you give them economic programs, whether they have TB or leprosy, and make them stand on their own feet and realize they have dignity, then they're able to be brought back into the regular system and live a normal life. Many of our TB and leprosy patients are part of the farmers groups. They take part in activities. Some of them are leaders. And because there is no fear of stigma anymore, the leprosy patients come very early when they're very small patches. So no deformities have occurred with the patients who came after 1975. The same type of thing was applied to HIV/AIDS, and so there's no stigma related to HIV/AIDS. Now, the village health worker is the one who really worked with the social stigma. And she is not a member of our staff, nor is she the lowest rung of our ladder of a hierarchy. She is a bridge between the community and the health professionals. She's a partner. She is not our employee, but she represents her village. And she carries out goals and activities in a way that demonstrates that she really knows what she's doing. Initially, she dealt with MCH, family planning, leprosy, and TB. But now, because many of the infectious illnesses in our area have been dealt with, we deal more now with non-communicable diseases, such as diabetes, hypertension, heart attacks, and strokes. And recently, we have worked more in mental health and protecting the environment, which we started many years ago. The third area is gender discrimination. Now, initially, the discrimination against women was considerable, and it led to poor health and nutritional status. Women's literacy rates were very low. In 1970, there were only about 20% women who were literate. Now in Maharashtra, the figures are much higher. I think it goes up to 50% that are literate. But in the Jamkhed area, there are more girls going to school than boys. Almost every girl goes to school. So there's a big difference. And women are confined, were confined to their homes and did not have any vocational skills, and they had no decision-making power over money. But now there's reduced discrimination, there's improved health and nutrition. Girls study at least up to 12th grade or not, or even more. There's self-confidence with a high self-esteem. Women go out and earn money and make decisions on how that money is used. And many women have property in their own name. And they make sure, sometimes they even make sure that their daughter-in-laws get the property in their own name. Next one. So this is what I said earlier about property and co-owning land and property. And to achieve this empowerment of women, really it's not just the village health worker, but it was organizing women's groups and enabling them to achieve gender equality and be effective agents of change. So they assisted the village health workers, they collected health information, they dealt with social evils like the gender discrimination, caste, dowry, and other social evils. They helped in improving community environment, and they made collective decisions for better health. Income generation programs for women were very important, and particularly self-help groups. So they started making good decisions about how money should be used, and they promoted community peace and harmony. These are some of the results that in 1971, the IMR, infant mortality rate, was 176 per 1,000 live births. By 2006, it came down to 24, whereas in 2008, the Indian statistics was 53, which is probably still a low level because Bihar and UP are much higher than the results show. The maternal ANC or prenatal care rose from 0.5 to almost 100% now. Family planning rates, which were less than 1%, went up to 65%. Immunization rates, which were hardly 0.5%, went to 99%. Leprosy, which had a prevalence of 4, came down to less than 0.1. And TB prevalence, which was 18, came down to 4. So these are some of the, and these were mainly done through the ways that I mentioned before, through the farmers' groups, the village health worker, and the women's groups, and dealing with these issues of social justice like gender discrimination, caste injustice, and dealing with social stigma. And you know this saying very well, go to the people, live with them, learn from them, love them, start with what they know, build with what they have. But of the best leaders, when the job is done, this task accomplished, the people will all say, we have done this ourselves. And that's what Jamkhed has proved. Thank you.